The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valenti and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We'll go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, and we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Man, you're such a big wheel that Bobby, he don't ever work on a Tuesday. He said, man, I got to come there. I know Stink's going to be there with you.
No, Stink, I'll tell you what, I've been given a number of reasons why I'm here tonight on a Tuesday. But one of it is, Stink, I don't know if you know this, the first time the Who Dat Nation, not Who Dat, the Who Dat Nation, the first time those words were uttered was December the 10th, 2006. So the Who Dat Nation is 18 years old when we kicked the Cowgirls behind on Sunday Night Football with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. They beat Bill Parcells, you know, Sean Payton's mentor. And we stayed on and did a post game till 3 a.m. And then people were displaced because of Hurricane Katrina, you know, the big stick, WWL. We go to 30-some states. So now the time changes early December the 10th. They're calling from Missouri, Virginia, all over. And, boy, they say, boy, it's great to hear your voice. It looks like the Saints, boy, post-Katrina, they're doing something with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And I said, there's a Who Dat Nation out there. And now the rest is history. So it's our 18th birthday, Stink. So take a toast tonight for the Who Dat Nation.
Or a second
one. There you
one.
Go. Who Dat Nation. Happy birthday to you guys. There's that. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it's Christmas around the corner. Bobby needs to make a few more dollars so he can support all those peoples out there.
Stink, don't get him started with that money because we're not going to talk football after a while. Man, have you ever seen a team with the luck of the Chiefs? Now, listen, you got to be good, and sometimes I'd much rather be lucky than talented. But to win games week after week after week, and then you got a field goal kicker. How many times do you see him hit the post and it bounces straight back? This time it hits the goal post and it kicks in. I mean, the Chiefs, I don't know if they're using all their luck now, but goodness gracious, that's an unbelievable run with Kansas City.
And Stink, what Mike's saying, boy, talk about the end. You know what's happening. Pat Mahomes is a magician. Holly extends plays. Yeah. No, you think you got him sacked. Not so fast. It's like you almost knew at the end. He's going to go make the play because he's done it so many times.
100%. I mean, like, listen, I'm with you guys. I hate the Chiefs of the white hot intensity of a thousand suns. I mean, I root for them to lose every game. So they have, like, in succession, they beat the Carolina Panthers, the Vegas Raiders, and then the LA Chargers. Three games, three wins, all by a combined 7 points. I mean, it's insane. Like, it's insane. And, you know, like, I always think back to my dad. Anytime that I was growing up in Alaska, you know, and something didn't go my way sports-wise, right, and I say, oh, that other guy got lucky or this, that, or the other. And my dad would always say the same thing. My college buddies call him Poolside. That's his nickname, Poolside, because my dad was always out doing push-ups and, you know, sit-ups and everything else. My dad is fit as a fiddle, 85 years old, on the roof in Alaska, shoveling 4 foot of snow. The guy, if you saw him, you'd think he's my brother. And it's sickening is what it is, because he just laps it up. But Poolside would tell me, sit me down, and he'd always say the same thing. He goes, luck has the smell of perspiration. And, you know, listen, man, you can say they're lucky, you can say this, that, and the other, but I'm with you, Bobby. As soon as they get the ball at the end of the game, I'm like, you got to end the ball. You got to end the game with no time left on the clock, kind of like the Broncos did, and they blocked the field goal and still lost, right? It just, you got to end the ball with the lead and no time on the clock, because if you give it to Patrick Mahomes, he proved with even 13 seconds.
13 seconds, the Bills and Josh Allen. Now, people are saying, like, oh, Josh Allen, what success he's had. I don't know. He put the Bills in a chance to win with 13 seconds.
The defense let him down.
Yeah, that's why the head coach. I don't know, the Bills head coach.
McDermott in a big game.
Yeah, so sometimes Stink, he worries me in that big game. That might be the Achilles heel for the Bills.
Show me too. The game they just lost to the Rams, they drove it down. They got a minute and 4 seconds left. They're on the 2 yard line or the 1 yard line. And you're like, the only thing they can't do is use a timeout. And they played that whole drive not to use the timeout. And then I'm like, you got to throw it. You got to throw it. And they run QB sneak and they get stuffed. And you're like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Exactly.
Now you use the timeout. Now you have to kick extra, you have to kick an onside, which is about a, you know, 4% chance or 5% chance of getting the damn ball. Like, It was mind-numbing. Like, I'm with you. Like, listen, Sean McDermott, really, what they've done in Buffalo, kudos, man. They are, like, awesome. I don't trust that coaching staff to make the right decision in a critical moment.
Amen.
I agree. Insider Calls with Mark Schlereff are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Mark, the shocker in the NFC. What Minnesota continues to do here, I'm kind of looking at a couple different games at the same time. It's 21-21, Falcons-Vikings. I turned my head. They didn't score twice, and then they scored a third time. The story there is the Falcons are in free fall, and how well Sam Darnold has got this team playing. Even if you were the biggest Sam Darnold fan in the world, never could have predicted how good he has been this year.
Well, his pocket presence, Stink. I mean, how he's extending plays. I don't know. You look at the market. He's definitely earned $150 million plus, or a Kirk Cousins-type contract. Now, I don't know what the Vikings are going to do, but, you know, you don't look at what the Jets and Carolina, and he developed with, you know, the 49ers, now with the Vikings. What have you done for me lately? No, I think you got to go by what he's doing right now. And you know what? You better watch what you wish for. You know, sometimes it's a player, he might try to maximize his contract. Look, you couldn't be in a better position than Minnesota. I know they got
because
a young guy.
Because of the head coach.
Yes, because of the head coach. He might end up taking, sometimes you never take less money. But if he could be well compensated, I'm talking about the $150 million range, you know what, I like it here in Minnesota. And Sam Darnold might stay there.
I'm telling you what, there was one guy that saw it coming. It was me.
You. And I remember you told me that last year.
And the reason, the only reason is because I sat with him for the last two games of the season, you know, 20 minutes at a time. I sat with him in a meeting for 25 minutes, and then on the field for about 20 minutes two times. So, you know, in all that time, an hour and 5 minutes just talking to him. But I sat down with Kyle Shanahan, and here's the story, man. He gets drafted by the Jets, and Jeremy Bates is the OC. Well, Jeremy Bates worked exclusively with Peyton Manning. So he installs this Peyton Manning offense. And Kyle Shanahan says to me, he goes, there's one guy in the world that could run the Peyton Manning offense, and it's Peyton Manning. That's it. He's the only guy. And so he was never taught a progression offense in the National Football League. And he goes, and then he goes to Carolina where Matt Rhule is coming out of college, and he's running a collegiate offense. They isolate one guy and get him the ball. Like, so he did not learn a progression style
offense. How to be a pro quarterback.
Right. Until the fourth year of his career when everybody got fired and Ben McAdoo took over. So then he goes to San Francisco and he's got opportunities to go start other places. And Kyle told him, hey, listen, we're not going to pay you as much and you're going to be the backup here. But we're going to, you're going to get a year of quarterback rehab, quarterback intensive, learning. And so Sam Darnold, to his credit, said, I'm going to forego the chance to start, and I'm going to go to San Francisco and learn how to play quarterback in the NFL. And so that's what he did. Then he got this. I was on the table in Denver. Now, I'm happy with Bo Nix, don't get me wrong, but I was like, dude, I'd sign him in free agency. And then my thought process was sign him and then go out and get the tight end the Raiders got.
Brock Bowers complete.
That was my draft plan. But listen, man, I couldn't be more happy for Sam Darnold. He has earned it. He's paid his dues. He went through a quarterback rehab intensive with Kyle Shanahan. He backed up Brock Purdy the whole time, and he's come out smelling like a rose. And the Minnesota Vikings are pretty damn good. And then Kirk Cousins in the last 4 weeks, zero TDs and 8 interceptions.
No, you like you sold his soul to the devil at the beginning of the season. And whatever you've done for me lately.
But I don't know how that free fall kind of
went. Through for.
Man, that's a really fall far for Kirk Cousins. We've never seen him play this bad for that long. He might have had a bad game, but boy, is he down the mountain.
Well, a lot of times, Father Time, and I don't think Kirk Cousins ever has the mindset he's always better than himself to be a backup. That one surprised me. I don't know how it's going to finish out for him that he might retire because he's made more money than Tom Brady. You're talking about bet on yourself. Whoever's his agent, whoever's Kirk Cousins' agent, he did it right.
He's rich, too.
Kirk Cousins has done the contract situation right. You remember, I'm going to play under the tag, and he always banked it. I want to say, Sting, you probably would know this better than me, that I think he was really one of the first ones that got, not a Deshaun Watson deal, but I remember way back when he bet on himself, he got $80 million guaranteed. That was a few years ago.
That was the Vikings.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty outrageous.
He was the first one that kind of started the whole completely guaranteed stuff for the quarterback, and he's just continued on down that path. So, he's smarter than me, that's for sure. And I've always been a Kirk Cousins fan, but boy, I tell you what, he has not played well lately.
Now, Sting, what do you think? And Charlie, correct me if I'm not asking this right. But you're looking at nine teams, Sting, with 3 wins or less, and you got 7 teams, 9 wins or more. So you truly have the haves and the have-nots, and a lot of the casual fans, they go, the team needs to tank. Well, you're not playing golf or tennis. It's a team sport. Ain't nobody tanking. They're fighting for their professional life. You got to be a pro. So when I look at 9 teams with 3 wins or less, because they all speculate, where are we going to draft? Okay, who are we drafting and all that? Because they kind of give up on the season. What's your take on that, how what's has transpired so much, having 9 teams, 3 wins or less, and then 7 teams with 9 wins or more?
Yeah, well, I mean, my thought process is you play to win. You play because it's the way you've always been brought up. And you're putting it on film, man. All 32 teams are looking at you. I mean, I have some pride. I'm a professional. I was a professional freaking football player. And, for us as players, man, there's no tanking. You don't do that. And as organizations, the same thing goes for a coach.
Yeah.
You're a coach, man. This is your resume. And oh, by the way, this is how stupid this is. The bust rate in the first round is 50%. It's throwing darts. You're tanking for what? Do you think it's a good idea? Is Baker Mayfield a good idea in Cleveland?
No,
but he's a good idea in Tampa.
Yeah.
How about the 4 teams he played with before he hit?
That's right.
Sam Darnold, is he a good idea with the Jets? Or Zach Wilson, is he a good idea with the Jets? How about Josh Rosen? How's he working out?
Yeah, who, like UCLA, like, Josh Rosen, what he, come on, now how long he left, flash in the pan.
He's unemployed.
I mean, I think he comes from a rich family, like, though.
but they were like, Josh Rosen's the most pro-ready guy. Like, these are the experts. He's the most pro-ready guy. Like, I mean, that guy walked into the NFL and instantly took a dump in his helmet.
And, that's about right.
Exactly.
Right. So, I mean, like, it's a crapshoot, man. Playing the NFL is hard, and... You know, and there's a lot of guys that you know, played at small schools, and there's a lot of guys that, you know, didn't have the fanfare, and there's a lot of guys that come in and go about their business, and they, you know, they get to the NFL, and that's where they blossom, right? They're late bloomers or whatever, and just because you get drafted in the first round, I always look at the combine of like, You know what that running a fast 40 makes you? It makes you fast.
Yeah, you know what? Think it's like you're a workout warrior or you're a football player. Oh,
they,
yeah.
They forget to ask the right. most important question: can you play football?
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're like, are you a football player? This guy bench pressed 225 37 times.
But he's a stiff.
That makes him good at bench pressing. It doesn't make him a good football player. I know plenty of dudes. Like, I joke around, man. I was like year 12 in the league, and I was sitting in my locker. My legs at this point are, you know, I've had so many knee surgeries, spindly little legs, big gut hanging over my shorts, you know. And I'm looking at this dude that's an absolute muscle pig. And, I mean, he has got a six-pack. He's a defensive lineman, man. He looks good, right? And he's prancing around in his shorts, his underpants, looking really good. And I am eyeballing him because he looks really good. Like, he's caught my eye. And he looks over at me and goes, what are you looking at? And I said, hey, man, no offense. But I go, it's just my experience after 12 years in the National Football League that you've got way too many muscles to be any good at playing this game. And he, like, wanted to fight me. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to fight you. I'm just letting you know what I've learned. They cut him the next day. That dude couldn't play dead in a Western.
Yeah, like, but I'm going mean, to take your ass sure on the looked, football field and kick it.
Right,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sure he that? Looked. Yeah, I'm sure he looked great in the weight room, but that dude couldn't play dead in a Western.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you're a bodybuilder or what?
Mark, I know you did a couple games with the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, and sort of fans, and they saw him certainly at LSU. And I told you this before the first time. He's the most humble superstar I've ever been around in my life, and it's his work ethic. And Brian Kelly had told me, Mike, he's here sometimes 4:30 in the morning. He's here before the staff gets here, watching film, trying to get better. But what dimension he brings, it's so unique. And he is so calm in pressure situations.
And you know, Mike, like, I mean, it's thing like Mike saying, the Saints have never stopped a running quarterback. So I said, I'm intrigued with what's the over and under Jaden Daniels rushing? You know, like yeah. I said, if Drew Locke got 50-something yards, I mean, he's going to be hovering around, I know, 80-plus. I said, how are we going to stop a running quarterback, and we've never stopped it, and Jaden Daniels is coming to town? Mm. There's a lot of LSU fans. Yeah. Like, when Joe Burrow came, they like the Saints. They love the Saints, but they also like their Tigers, and Jaden Daniels is one of them.
Well, I will tell you, man, sitting down with him, I had him in Arizona. And so we go out to the resort that the Washington Commanders are staying at. And, you know, I got a meeting with Cliff Kingsbury at 7:30 in the morning or something, Saturday morning. And we pull up and sit down in the meeting room, and Cliff walks in. And so, you know, I'm talking to him about Jaden. And he goes, listen, dude. He goes, I'm down in my makeshift office this morning, you know, at 5 a.m. And I'm going through some, you know, some last-minute details and things. And he goes, who pops his head in at 5 a.m.? Jaden, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. Let's go over some stuff. You know, I mean, the guy's a football junkie. And you're right. He is couldn't be kinder. He's a great kid, an unbelievable athlete. And, you know, the thing that's so impressive, man, is his acumen from the neck up. He just understands. He understands the game. And I give Cliff a lot of credit, too, because Cliff – you know, to his credit, like, he'll tell you, man, I wasn't ready when I first came into the NFL and was coaching and bringing that collegiate system in. And, you know, he was one of those guys that told me, hey, it was really important for me to get Anthony Lynn who really understands the running game, the Phillip to the run game and all those things. And that marriage between he, you know, in that whatever offense they run, the Red Rider or whatever the hell that thing is, collegiate offense that they run, and the marriage between a real run game with Anthony Lynn has really been one of the big things that has set that franchise kind of on fire, and Jaden's ability to organize it and operate it.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy when you're on, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, man. You guys be well. Take care.
All right,
that was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.